Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, come to my island with me. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, life is so happy and free. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Hello, listeners. I want to welcome you to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Jody Lynn. Listeners, I want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your time, and most importantly, thank you for listening to Let's Talk Healing. I have with me the creator of the Etana Method, Etana, and besides being a healer and lifelong student, he's also an author, as we discussed his book last week, The Sacred Inner Dialogue. Just a reminder, you can go ahead and download that on Amazon or Audible. And this week, we will be talking about pre-approval. But before we begin, I want to let the man of the hour warmly welcome you to his show and say hello, as I know how much he appreciates your support. And also with him, I have Anna and Saber, our wonderful guests, helping us understand pre-approval and its important role. Etana, say hello to all of the listeners.
Hello, wonderful beings. Hello, Jody. Hello, Anna. Hello, Saber. And hello to all of our listeners worldwide. We love you. Just let you know up front, we love you. We give you already a big hug. Just tuning in and listening to the show will already change your life. Thank you for tuning in.
Woo-hoo. Oh, that's wonderful. I could feel the hug there, Tana. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
So we're going to be talking about pre-approval.
Sorry, Jody, after you.
Yes, pre-approval. We're talking about pre-approval, the importance of pre-approval in our lives. Anna, can you start us out on pre-approval, the understanding, the meaning of pre-approval?
Well, I really first came across pre-approval in Etana's book, and I'd never really understood what that was before. At Etana, I don't even think we'd done it or discussed it that much in some of the sessions we'd done, but I found this concept really quite fascinating, and especially for the creative process. And I thought it would be a really good topic to talk about today. And I'd love to just hear Etana speak to it a little bit first.
Yes. Well, the idea of approval or pre-approval, I don't know if you have ever gotten these mails, these letters in the mail where you pre-approve from these credit cards and they say, hey, you're pre-approved up to this amount and you're pre-approved to this amount and you can receive this credit card. In the United States, just like a typical day, you go into the mail, you get in like your letters and there's like, you're pre-approved for a lot of credit lines. Now think about this. First of all, we have this approval. We are already being approved for something that we really don't need to establish another form of approval. We're already being considered trustworthy. And when you come to this planet, when you're born into this body, onto this planet, you're already pre-approved to your unlimited potential because you're already inhabiting this amazing body of ours and of yours too. And can you imagine you already have this unlimited potential embedded in your system? So you have already this unlimited approval systematic ready to go. The moment you start to measure your approval, how much are you approving of yourself? How much is the world approving of your actions? And we all have done things that seem to be like, well, that would be less approved, that would be more approved. Just think about it, how we consider ourselves in terms of approval. What is your approval rate in this moment from yourself? Are you seeing yourself from a scale from 0 to 10? What is your approval rate in this moment from yourself? Are you thinking about yourself in the highest way, highest form possible? Or are you having a low self-approval on yourself that you're projecting on you? or even like outside people or friends or even enemies, what they're projecting on you. So think about approving of yourself as one of the highest forms of really accessing your unlimited potential, because how more you're approving of yourself. And I got to many different levels of approval, because I work also with actors, with entertainers, with the entertainment industry. And there, I work also with people who are very highly approved of in their industry, on a very high level, where they are like so world famous that if you would see them, you would give them like literally a meal for free. But think about when you are really known and you're really approving of yourself, what access do you have in this universe? To what level of access can you raise it? And what kind of access is required for you to live a healthy and a happy life?
That's such an interesting concept. And can I ask you, Atana, there's obviously a lot of people that don't approve of themselves and think terribly of themselves. And I just know that I look around in the society today, and we're so often taught to, you know, disapprove of our bodies or feel shame about the way we shame about how we compare to the neighbours, and, you know, their front lawn is a lot nicer than ours, or whatever that is, you know. Why is that?
First of all, whenever we experience a traumatic situation, it literally interferes with our idea that we're being fully taken care of by the universe or by God or the creative force. And whenever we have experiences that are traumatic, and there's people have gone to abuse, to experiences that were unhealthy and that were also unjust, often when that happens, there is a memory that's being memorized in the system, and that feels like it's not being considered fully by the universe or by the creative source. So it doesn't feel completely approved by the divine source, even though that didn't necessarily came from the divine source. It came more from an interference. It came more from a learning experience, so that we get to the next level of deepening our self-love. Because approval is also very close considered to be a high form of unconditional love or love, because how more you're approved of by anybody, how deeper the connection can go. If you're not approved, you cannot go to the different checkpoints to even being appreciated or being able to appreciate the other person, because you don't even get as close connected to the person. So there's different stages of approval. Just think about if you're applying for citizenship, how much you have to go the hoops in order to be, being considered and approved for by a whole country. And it doesn't matter which country you would apply for, you have to go to a certain systematic. And the systematic is, I think, on one or the other level, it's very similar, because you have to apply, you have to demonstrate the worthiness of approval, and then you get approved. Right? The systematic is pretty much like three stages. And I feel that psychologically happening with a lot of us, even when you get to meet other people, you have to approve of that. There has to be a certain understanding. And way deeper is approving of yourself gives the other people around you an instruction manual how to treat you.
That's so true. That is so true. It really is. But I guess, you know, that social anxiety that sometimes creeps in, or that not often creeps, is just, you know, the elephant in the room, where often we feel less than other people, or we feel like other people are more than us. What can we do? What can we do to help stand in that pre-approval? Because I think that's really difficult for some people, and I don't think we're conditioned to think or treat ourselves in this way often.
Yes, the first step would be really understanding that once we are born and we are incarnated in the body on this planet, in this moment, wherever you are, and you being able to tune in and even listening in the body, you are already pre-approved. Otherwise, you couldn't be here. It's like you're not just by chance coming here to planet Earth. There is a complex process. And once you are approved, you can actually incarnate on the planet. That incarnation on the planet already includes the unlimited forms or unlimited potential and unlimited approval. You have to just recognize it's not just limited with your experiences on the planet. It is bigger than that. It is an unlimitedness that you have to first connect to, because we're thinking in terms of what we have experienced or done in terms of judging ourselves or approving or not approving of ourselves. And that can go like we wanted not to eat any sweets this day, and then we ate it and we're not approving of ourselves that day. Or we wanted to work out, but we couldn't go to the workout because we had other things to do. So we are not approving of ourselves. And some of these punishment approvals are being applied so that we stay actually in a place of flowing with what needs to be done. It's more like a practical approval punishment, because we're not approving of ourselves because we didn't do what we wanted us to do. And often, just how many times are we going to experiences that are so shaming or not perfect? And a lot of us want to just project our perfection on ourselves, but it's literally non-existent or cannot be really achieved, because the moment of perfection is a standstill, a snapshot, and then we move on forward.
Well, I think it'd be a good time to go ahead and take a commercial break. We'll go ahead and take a short commercial break, if that's okay with you guys, and make sure to come back with us, listeners. Also, don't forget to check out Atana on his website, www.acaanamethod.com.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Thank you, listeners, for staying with us. We want to welcome you back to Let's Talk Healing. Our program today discusses pre-approval. I have with me the creator of the Atana Method, Atana himself, featured guests Anna and Saber. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Hey, Jody. Everybody. So what is holding us back? Let's move forward with the pre-approval.
Atana, it's Anna again. This topic is so fascinating to me, because I actually think that understanding or getting a concept, even if people can't understand it fully today, this is so important to your work and so important to transforming, or even beginning the transformational process, is this pre-approval. I'm really fascinated because there's so many words that we hear in our culture, like, you know, you've got to work hard and prove yourself, or, you know, these lines, these phrases, they're embedded into our society. And really so much of that, as Jody Linda said, holds us back. And I'm fascinated to understand how we can move through these or stop accepting these subliminal messages of smallness.
Absolutely. And Enoch, if you go even deeper, look at what we all craving. We all crave to be approved, by our peers, by our neighbors, by the world, by our country, by about anybody around us. And it's like a addiction for approval. And we're doing like the wildest things to be approved. And we even exhaust ourselves to the level of not having enough energy to live anymore just in order to be approved. People want to be a hero so they can be approved. People want to do the wildest things just to be approved by others. And there is a surge and a yawning and a yearning in terms of getting to that place of being approved, having that final appreciation, approval where, yes, we are approved. We are acknowledged. We are totally acknowledged for what we were doing because we have not been really fully considered. And that goes as far back as our childhood, where in the childhood, we were not being fully considered, not being fully approved of when we did the right things. We were punished maybe when we did the wrong things, but often when we have done the things that led us in our creative expansion, we have probably not been fully acknowledged. We have been acknowledged when we did what was right in the eyes of our parents. But not really. The full approval for our creative expression can only come from ourselves. And that approval consciousness is what we need to activate, because otherwise we're still wasting our energy by trying to wear the good clothes that are acceptable, driving the right car that's acceptable, because we're feeling a certain approval comes with that, because we're fitting in a certain norm. And approval makes us very predictable if we depend on approval. And the key here is really activating your full potential and your full purpose energy that still has to be expressed. And that is unlike any other form of expression that has ever been expressed itself, because we are all individuals. We are all unique individuals.
That's great. You know, I read recently in a book that, you know, each one of us, that, you know, this yearning desire in each of us just to be seen and heard and understood. And so much of us, so much of the pain of children is feeling that no one has ever done that for them. So what you're really saying is you need to see and hear and understand yourself. And that is what the crux of this is. Is that right?
Absolutely. And when we get into this place right now and we look at our life and we really look at ourselves in this moment, we feel ourselves. And what does it take? What would it take away from us from in this moment just approving of ourselves completely? Of our full life experiences, of our full life expressions, the mistakes we made, the guilt, the shame, whatever we still carry with us, fully included and fully embrace ourselves in that moment and put that stamp of approval on us and say, I fully approve of myself today.
Makes you feel pretty loved, doesn't it?
Immediately it opens up an energy flow because we are the interference from our creative source to ourselves with all these patterns and expectations that we put on there. And we come in fully pre-approved. What we make out of this is totally up to us. So why are not living in this fully approved state? Every second, every moment, we fully approve of ourselves. We may have done a mistake. We made it this wrong or that wasn't being considered. But at the same time, you can fully approve of yourself.
That's great. Take a deep breath.
Exactly.
Do we need to go to another commercial break, Jody?
Yes, absolutely. We will be taking a short commercial break and make sure to come back with us, listeners, as we continue to discuss the approval and the unlimited approval. And we again appreciate you so much for listening. Thank you, www.atanamethod.com.
La 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 la, come to my eyes.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Thank you, listeners, for staying with us as we talk about pre-approval. Now, we want to thank you again for listening and supporting the show for Let's Talk Healing, the creator of Etana Method, Mr. Etana himself. I also have featured guests Anna and Saber. We haven't heard from Saber yet today. We love hearing from Saber. Saber, give us a big hello.
Woohoo! Hello, everybody! I love you. I love you so much, everybody. And thank you for letting me speak to you today. So what are we going to talk about?
I would love to hear from you on this topic. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you on this topic because it's such a deep topic. And I think really so many of us learn to disapprove of ourselves at such an early age. You know, I've been thinking a lot about school recently because of my kids, and I was thinking, you know, school is the only place in our lives at any time that we have to be a really good generalist, and if we're not a great generalist, then we have to work on every single one of our weaknesses. And I really think this sets up a terrible pattern of looking at where we're not meeting up to standard, where we're not making it as a great generalist. And when we leave school and when we go out into the world, we can specialize and we can focus on our strengths. And I would love for you to talk a little bit about this as well, please.
Well, I think it's really interesting how I hear a lot of parents say to their children, you're awesome and you can do this and don't worry about what anyone thinks and you can accomplish anything. And then the parents in the same breath have anxiety, they're worried about what this person thinks, keeping up with the Joneses. And so there's a complete disconnect with what we're wanting for our children, what we believe our children possess and can access, and within our own self. There is a complete double standard. And I want to call bull on that. It makes Saber so angry. You know, I just want to say, stop it. You know, if you can see it in someone else, you can see it in yourself, right? Everyone is a mirror to you. And if you can see your child or your best friend or your neighbor or your parent succeed, that means you can do it too. And I know that this seems like such a simple answer to a big problem, but you have to really rein yourself in. It's almost like a horse with blinders. You have to keep yourself focused. When your thoughts start creeping outside of what should be a positive mindset or a fruitful, healthy mindset, you should say, stop it. Pull yourself back in, right? You can do this. It's almost like a training for a sport, a professional athlete. They go through this mental toughness training as well as the physical aspect. And this is something that Etana is really awesome, completely awesome at, the mental training to get you back on track with your life. Because it is mental training, isn't it?
It's really almost like, you know, we know that you were a professional athlete at one stage, which is an amazing achievement. I'd love to just talk a little bit about, or hear you talk a little bit about that part of training, because I guess practicing the Atana method or practicing, you know, whatever sport that you, because tennis is your thing, I'd love to, you to explain a little bit of what that is like, that training.
Well, as early as 6 years old, I was training down at an academy in Florida called Volateri. And Volateri was the coach of, you know, the greats like Andre Agassi and Sellis. And I could go Pete Sampras on and on, right? And one of the things that we had to do after we got our butts kicked for hours on the court was go to mental toughness training. And this was just as important in the early 80s as it is now, right? This was just as important as the physical aspect of it. And I remember just sitting through, I mean, I was 7 years old listening to this guy named Jim Lehrer talk about how, you know, the mind is a vehicle for your success. And if you don't use it, you're not going to get where you want to go. It doesn't matter how great of an athlete you are. You have to train your mind to get to where you want to go. And it really made an impression on me. And to this day, I am still using those teachings, and they were refined by Atana, of course, getting down to more finer points and really accessing deeper knowledge that's within. Thank you, Atana, for that. But this is the earth is like a game, right? The Matrix, the Maya, it's like a sport, it's like a game. And either you're in the game or you're out, you know, and you've got to psych yourself up every day, you know. Put on some music, put on some, if you like to, you know, if you like to dress, put on a great outfit, you know, dress for success, fake it till you make it. You know, you've got to really be your advocate, be your coach first and foremost to get you to where you need to be. Because some of us feel really lonely right now and they may feel lost. And be your coach until you find another one that cares about you just as much as you do, like Atana, right? That can come and help you.
Beautiful.
To
help
us. Yes, yes. You've got to help yourself. And then when you start helping yourself, the universe just aligns you with the help that you need. And it is a miracle. It really is a miracle.
I agree. And you know, I wanted to say recently, because I started re-watching Atana's online program, and I don't know if we talk a lot about that on this radio show, and Atana has this beautiful online program and you can actually learn his method online, and I had done it about a year ago, and I'm actually just going through the program again, and I've started working with these hand positions on myself that you learn in this program, and that in itself, Atana, I was thinking about it this week, has been energizing me a lot. But that in itself is an action of pre-approval. I am approving of myself by even doing this, and it's like what you were just talking about, Beta. It's the training. It's getting yourself into the right headspace and physically doing the work and those actions of pre-approval. And Atana, you know, that is actually, you know, I don't want to say truth, but I'd love you to speak to that a little bit, if you could, please.
Yes, yes, of course. And if you go into the hand positions and the energy work, the first thing that you do when you do energy work, you align yourself with life force consciously. And when you go into aligning yourself with more life force and you're charging your system back up, you become magnetic, and you become so magnetic that you have attraction for consciousness effortlessly, without it you have to necessarily go and get the lexica or the other informational channels. You can just use your consciousness. You're basically activating your enlightenment consciousness, and with becoming more magnetic or more energetic, you become so magnetic that you effortlessly attract what you need to attract for whatever the simple or complex steps are in our daily lives. And sometimes it's just changing the attitude. Sometimes it's just changing the approach. Sometimes it's just having a different thought process that can make the biggest difference in our daily experiences. And I love what Seba said. The mind is the vehicle. You have to utilize all that has been given to you, your full potential. Just because you didn't know there was a mind doesn't mean it's right not to develop it. There is already an understanding that we have a mind, that we have an emotional body, that we have a spiritual body, we have a physical body, we have an energy body. All of these have to be considered equally. And often when I talk to people about it who have no clue that even a mental or emotional or energy body existed, the first thing I hear out of their voices is fear that they feel they're going to be overwhelmed. Because they think they're already overwhelmed with their life.
I don't understand that.
Exactly. And they don't realize that with activating, with cultivating the mental body, they actually have more life force instead of something just going rampant. And they're utilizing that as a channel. And then they have the emotional body. They're utilizing the emotional body as a channel for life force. Then the spiritual body as a channel for life force. Now they tripled the amount of energy available for them. Now the energy body, now they quadrupled the energy available on a daily basis. And for me, this is about streamlining our systems, making it the most effective, and then also utilizing it to attract more health and happiness and then the prosperity that comes with it.
And you know what? I had a situation this week where I had to go out for something I was really scared about doing. I was actually very nervous. It was a public situation and I was quite terrified of going into this situation. Anyway, I did all my hand positions. I charged myself up. You know, when I went there, I felt amazing. I felt like $1 million.
Yay, Jody. Yay,
Anna. I know. And you know what? I was actually in that moment amazed. I actually felt more like a scientist in that moment, observing myself and what was going on. And I thought, I'm not actually scared at all, but what I'm actually really interested in is I can have a different sense of what is actually going on around me, although I feel really, really great inside. It was actually an incredible experience.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. When you have that energy, that little bit of extra energy alignment, that little bit that's considered harmony, it doesn't look like a big deal. But being in harmony, being in balance, it's like the whole secret of life is balance. And if you really look at it, even our the simplest of the systems, even our digestive system, if the bacteria in the digestive system are not in balance, it creates an imbalance that has an effect on the whole system. 80% of the immune system is in the digestive system.
Mm.
No?
Very true. Thank you, Etana. That is a good reminder for me this week.
Well, for that listeners, we're going to go ahead and say we're going to be taking a short commercial break, but make sure to come back with us. Now, to book a session or to join an online class, don't forget to check out Etana. Check him out on www.etanamethod.com. We look forward to talking with you when we come back.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Thank you, listeners, for staying with us. We want to welcome you back to Let's Talk Healing. Our program today, again, discusses pre-approval. I have here with me the creator of the Tana Method, Mr. Tana himself, our featured guest, Anna and Saber. Before we took a break, we were talking about energy and the work with the energy that does. Anna, can you go ahead and discuss energy a little bit more in detail, how it works with the pre-approval process?
Well, I'm still very much, I've been working with this method now with Atana for a couple of years, and I just find it's so amazing, and I'm fascinated by Atana's work. I think it's so powerful, and I don't really still understand exactly how it works. So I'd love to talk more about it, but this energy that's created is a real feeling for me. I can absolutely feel. But Atana, you know, you're the one that understands how it works. And I'd love to talk a little bit more about, do you need to even understand it, or do you just need to do it?
Well, it is a very specific energy that helps each of us to basically get back to our own connection. So it is a support that clears literally our channel. When we do energy work, we're bringing in so many different frequencies of clearing, of liberating us even from our self-limiting patterns, that the only thing that remains afterwards is really our clear connection to our purpose or our life. And automatically, after you do your energy work, your system starts to clear itself and recognizes it's made up of energy. We're being taught that everything is like physical, everything and focusing on the physical. We're being so even our holiday days are being based around like what can you get, what do you get for a present on this or that holiday? You know, just think about Christmas. And now that we have now Easter, this is a beautiful time just thinking about the resurrection, about the beautiful, finer, areas in life that are more energetic. It's perfect. Just think about when you do energy work, you're aligning yourself with the non-physical aspect, with the metaphysical aspect in life. And metaphysical aspect, the non-physical is really where everything comes from. Space is literally where everything comes from. And by the way, I wish everyone a happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter to you. Thank you.
You know,
that's true.
Well, and then I want to go a little bit deeper into the energy system with the chakras. If you don't know anything about energy, just look up the seven chakras, or even if you think you want to go deeper, how many chakras there are. There's like hundreds of chakras out there of our system that are not even fully recognized yet. But even if you start with the seven main chakras, and read it up, if you don't know exactly, get yourself a book or Google it, and then get three or four pages, web pages, and see if there's cross references that are similar. And then think about educating yourself, because these are areas, it's not about necessarily following any specific lead. Just be curious. Just be like, in that pioneer state where you want to find out what's really happening.
Sorry, Saber, you go.
No, that's okay, sweetie. I just wanted to say also that a lot of people have been grouping spirituality and healing and religion into these two groups. And it is really quite a misjustice, because you can have a belief system in anything, right? And do the work to heal yourself, right? And so it doesn't matter what you believe in. You can use this chakra healing system across the board. And so I just wanted to add that because there's a stigma out there. Yeah. Okay. Excuse me, guys. Go ahead. Keep going.
Well, I still
I love that. That's important, I think. Really important.
It is important because I still get sometimes like a Facebook messages like only Jesus can heal, you know, and or, you know, and all kinds of stuff. Like, it's like, sorry, but, you know, a lot of the people created their own diseases and it's not Jesus that created that disease, you know, for them. It's more like recognize that self-healing and balance is a God-given gift, or it's a natural gift that you have when you're born, because your system has to be in balance in order for you to stay healthy in your manifestation. So that's something we all can improve.
So, Atana, this is a really beautiful way to dovetail back into a pre-approval or approval, because do you think to be able to really heal yourself and really be able to start that self-healing, that you have to pre-approve or approve of yourself first?
In some way or form, you have to, because otherwise you will not make that step to find your solution. You will not make that step to the doctor, to the healer, or even take it in your own hands and say, what is it that I need to change? Is it my diet? Is it my mindset? Is it my approach in life? Is it the place where I'm living? Is it my surroundings? Is it my workplace? And this has to be, all has to do with approving of yourself, that you have now the approval of your system or of your highest level, that you can say, I'm now moving into a different location in different areas, changing my job. Think about yourself as you are the leader of your whole country. Like this one person, think about how many billions of molecules are in you. Think about how much harmony has to be in you in order for you to function. Now, that approval, that leadership you have to develop in order for your whole system to follow you wherever the direction is. And I hope for you, for your healing sake, that it's like a healthy decision you make today.
Here. Woohoo!
I love it. Dave is like cheering and whooping everybody's asses from the sideline.
Yeah.
Because I love you so much.
So, let me ask you, what was your experience, your most unique experience that you had from the last week till now? Just give me an example.
Are you talking to Saber or Jody or me
All of us.
Jody, I would love to hear from you because you are such a beautiful, we never hear so much from our host, our gracious host, but she's actually an incredible woman. And I'd love to hear from you, Jody.
Well, thank you. On that note, I'm not sure if I can live up to that. I will. I'll do my best. Atana, my question, I guess you would be, before I answer the unique experience, my mind goes back to Crystal, and because I know we've done a piece on the Crystal. As we are talking about the pre-approval process, are there any crystals that could help me with that? I know there's certain things that I could do as far as talking to myself, the mental side of it. But would crystals be an option for me to help as well with my pre-approval issues?
Of course. There is a very powerful start would be having a clear crystal that you can actually program with the intention to activate, to raise your self-approval. So we would basically get a clear crystal and we would energetically tune into the crystal and feel the crystal's energy and then ask the crystal if it would help us to raise our approval for ourselves, our self-approval.
Wonderful. I really appreciate that. Now, my unique experience, I had a very unique experience with Atana. He was sharing some of his music, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. I'll just go ahead and download it. So I did, and I listened to it, and I think I was awake. It seemed like for almost a couple of days that I had this energy that I cannot explain. I was, you know, full of so much energy that's bouncing off the walls on this, but in a productive way. It was a very unique experience to not even expect something from music. Music always gives me energy and it pumps me up. And I love art. I love music. But this was definitely a unique experience. I've never listened to something and been energized days later from it. So a ton of my unique experience is listening to your music after getting that download, not expecting what I received. And I thank you for that. How does that work? How do you put that together as an artist in your mind to know to give somebody something like this?
Well, I tune in what, you know, what frequencies, what energies are required to, have a specific outcome. Specifically when I work with the prosperity mantras or the prosperity healing mantras, it's more a symphony of frequencies and, also energies that are folded in there. It's literally angelic. And I love bringing this together and have that frequency being expressed. And it's something I listen to still like every day. And not just because I like to listen to myself, but I love the frequency that's being transmitted. It's like a clear healing frequency. And every time I have like a mindset that I'm not healthy, I'm putting the CD, I'm putting the music on the phone, and then what happens is like it takes about 1 to 2 minutes max, and it shifts my whole awareness to, hey, this is the vibration, this is the alignment. And so we all have moments where we're out of alignment, and the key factor is bringing ourselves, recognizing it, and actually doing the action of aligning ourselves back with that frequency that really serves our lives, that enhances our life's purpose.
I definitely felt productive, and like I said, it wasn't like drinking an energy drink or anything like that. It wasn't that type of energy. It was very clean, wonderful, productive energy. And I say to any of our listeners, if you would like to take a listen, please go to iTunes and download some of Atana's music. You will not be at all. So, Anna, back to you. You get to tell us a little bit about your unique experience.
Well, I've been going through a bit of a challenging time recently, and I won't go into details of it all, but I had a couple of girlfriends this week do such a special thing for me, and it was so unexpected. But I was at a bar, just very local, quiet one down the street with a girlfriend, and then suddenly some other girlfriends came, and I was like, oh, hi, what are you doing here? And then all of a sudden there was a group of them, and I think I'm a bit naive, but some of them were saying, oh, we're just walking down the street, we popped by, someone called me. And then all of a sudden they said, look, we've got this beautiful gift for you, and they gave me a year-long membership to my favourite yoga studio in Australia. And I was so touched, and I felt so loved at that moment from all of these women, and it was expensive, you know, it was a really expensive gift, and they'd all chipped in, and that was my really unique approving moment. It was my approving moment. That was my unique experience during the week.
Nice manifestation.
Yeah, nice manifestation.
Reva, what about you?
All right. I haven't told anybody this yet. And so I'm telling you all to be truthful and authentic. So I'm going to go there.
All right. Good time to say it on the radio.
All right. So we haven't talked about some of the things that I experienced, and the abilities that I have. We'll get there someday. But one of the things that I'm able to do is to speak to individuals who are in a coma state. And so what I did was I went down to the hospital this week And I went into the trauma center, and this family really wanted to talk to their child. And I talked to the child energetically for them, and the parents couldn't believe the information that I had for them. And this is a deeply religious Bible Christian family, and they know me. They know that I'm a non-denominational minister, but that I have this other side to me that is very metaphysical and esoteric in nature. And so I talked to this little boy who was very sick, and I gave him some information on how to get better, and we need you to get back into your body if you choose to do so. And he did. And the next day he woke up smiling and was asking for a red-haired woman that he was talking to yesterday.
Right.
And, you know, obviously he couldn't see me. His eyes were closed and things like that. So there are miracles happening everywhere. And
beautiful.
I'm so privileged. Oh my God, I'm going to get down on my knees and say, I'm so privileged to do this work. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I really am.
That's cool.
So thankful. But I'm not going to cry today. Not today. Not today. So, Atana, what was your special thing?
My special thing is I decided take some time off and dedicated some time for my self-healing, where I decided, you know what? It's all good. The universe is beautiful. Everything is going to happen as it's supposed to happen. And I'm going to just take myself out for a couple of days and just soak up the sun.
Woo!
And in my world, wow. In my world, it's
good for
like,
you.
In my world, it's like whenever you can cross pollinate something in terms of consider work and vacation or so. I usually do this or my healing work with what about this? What kind of stones are here? Where, you know, what kind of mines are around here? What kind of gemstones can I find here? That's usually also what I connect. But really doing nothing is something I really have started to develop, you know, the last year or so, where it, out of nothing, everything can come. And that moment of just being in a place where you appreciate the emptiness or the not, or the what is, without it, you have to insert yourself in a proactive way, but you just be the observer and just kind of like being in the sun. That's not something I often do. And so that's my work in progress.
Very nice.
Yay! Awesome. Great job, Atana. I know
I
for myself, I've always had that challenge. That's great to see that you electively pulled yourself there. So many people have to be forced, whether it be your health going down because you overdid it or, you know, too much going on, that you finally just, you know, had a stress break, but it seems like you're doing it in a very healthy manner by recognizing that you can now take this break and not make it mixed pleasure with business. I think that's
I always admired people who have that structure, because I really never had that structure of, you know, where you go, like, you know, when you have a family, you say you have to go in these and these times. When your children are off, you have to take time off because that's the time. But I don't really have any of these structures or procedures. So for me, it's like success.
Yes. And you know,
how do you take time from time?
And you know, that really does.
Are we doing another commercial break, or are we going to go through?
Oh my goodness. I love you guys.
We can take a, go ahead and take a short commercial break. That would make sense. Listeners, please come back with us as we finish talking about pre-approval. Again, don't forget to check out Atana on www.atanamethod.com.
La 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 la, come to my island with me.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Thank you, listeners, for staying with us. We want to welcome you back to Let's Talk Healing. Our program today, again, discusses pre-approval. And I have with me the creator of the Etana Method, Mr. Etana himself, with featured guests Anna and Saber. We all want to take the moment to say goodbye to our listeners. We can thank you for your support of the show. Etana, go ahead and say goodbye. I know you support the listeners and love that they listen and value your time.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Saber. Thank you, Jody. And thank you, Anna. And I want to also thank all the beings of support that we might not be fully seeing or considering. All of the angel beings that are supporting us, all of the animal totems that are with us, and our higher selves, and all the beings in our lineages that are supporting us on our healing journeys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you, and all of our listeners, I love you too.
Yay! Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter. That will be the end to the show for today of Let's Talk Healing. Please join us again next week. If you have any questions or you'd like to see more on Etana, that's www.etanamethod.com.